You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and I am broadcasting from Springfield, Illinois, our state's capital, in the Allstate Showcase studio back in the Tribune building in Chicago. James Vickery joins us, one of the good friends of our show. Hey, James, how are you doing?
Great.
You've worked on film projects, haven't you?
I have.
Mm-hmm. And you split your time from in L.A., so you know a little bit about the the difference in the culture out there.
I do. But
between Chicago and L.A., and joining us on the line is Vincent Labriola, who's a filmmaker originally from Chicago, has lived some time in L.A. as well, and now back in Chicago, and he's working on a film called Door County, which we're excited to hear about. How you doing, Vincent? Hello? Hello? Am I on the air?
Hello.
Hi, Vincent. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us kind of late, or pretty late, as it were.
Pretty late.
Pretty late. I was just watching a little bit of your short film, Departures. And you know what? Every time I see a chess scene, I want to learn how to play chess, and I still haven't done that.
Yeah, I mean, I technically know how to play, but not very well. Yeah.
I love chess, Patty.
I like the look of it. Yeah.
Totally teach you.
Well, the look of it, and James, you know how to play chess?
I do. I love it.
Do you enjoy teaching people how to play chess?
More than anything. No, not really.
Vincent, for the scene that you shot, because that's in the opening moments, is a man and a woman playing chess. Did either one of them know how to play chess? Do you know?
Yeah, but they didn't actually have to play.
Sure.
Actually, I got some guys on my bowling team who are really big chess guys, and so they helped me set up kind of an end game, and then we just rehearsed the specific moves. So that, you know, both actors by the time we were filming it, they just kind of knew where they needed to move their pieces. So there wasn't a lot of thought going into it at that point.
They were just kind of going through the blocking of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, you're from Chicago. What got you interested in films and being a filmmaker?
I don't know. It was just one of those things that I think, you know, everybody's interested in filmmaking, and the more I learned about it, about the less glamorous things, the more I was intrigued by it. You know, very rarely is it just, you know, going to some exotic location and filming beautiful people. A lot of it is, you know, sitting in a dark room and editing stuff and stressing over things like that, or running out and buying this little thing or that little thing. And there's a lot of nitty gritty. And the more I learned about that, the more I really enjoyed it. Studied it at Loyola in Chicago, and then I was lucky enough to go to USC in Los Angeles for film school, which was a tremendous experience. And at that point, you know, it was really exciting because you learn from the biggest and the best, and it puts everything in perspective. And I kind of reached a point where I thought, okay, I think I can do this. And I always wanted to do it in Chicago. You know, Chicago is my home. As much as I enjoyed Los Angeles, there was never a question in my mind that I wanted to come back here and try and make it, so to speak, right here in Chicago.
Well, on your page, by the way, everyone can go to doorcountyfilm.com and find out more about how Vincent is putting this project together. But you mentioned here, you know, can you make a film in Chicago? And I think that so many projects really do come here. There's so much talent. There's such a wealth of resources to do that. Tell us a little bit about wanting to make this a movie about Chicago, about sort of the culture of Chicago, and summertime trips to Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first off, I try and write kind of what I know to a certain extent, certainly in terms of like the environment and the world I'm trying to create. And, you know, when I was little, with my parents and my aunt and uncles, we went up to Door County, and that was, you know, kind of one of my earliest memories. I always enjoyed it, and I thought it would really be cool to incorporate that into a film. But as far as Chicago goes, yeah, I mean, this is a really good time for Chicago. There's a lot of cool stuff going on outside of the really high profile things, all the Chicago Med, Fire, all those, and Empire. There's kind of like a trickle down effect where now there's a lot of infrastructure in place that hopefully local filmmakers like myself can take advantage of. And you mentioned, you know, a lot of pre-existing resources here. We have a tremendous theater community. You know, again, you have your big names like Goodman, Steppenwolf, Looking Glass. But for example, you know, John Golic, who is the lead in the film, the gentleman in it, he's a ensemble member at the Gift Theater, which is a smaller kind of black box theater up in Jefferson Park. They're doing tremendous
work. That's in my neighborhood.
Tremendous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right down the street from Gale Street Inn. It's awesome. Yeah. and that's an important thing for me to try and, you know, take advantage of these things. I think that all the resources are here And it's just a question of kind of breaking through. And, you know, at this point for me, it's just kind of keeping my head down and taking, you know, crossing each bridge when we get to it. And so far we've been very successful. You know, we made that short film, which I'm very pleased with. And then we did a successful Kickstarter, which is really awesome. And now, we're hopefully going to, you know, reach a point here where we're going to try and sign some actors and really get this thing off to the races.
Now I feel like James, have you ever done this when you're, cause I know that you're working on scripts as well, James. Mm-hmm. And do you have, in your mind, James, do you have actors in mind, you know, when you're kind of putting that together, or do you wait till you're done and think who would be good at this?
I do.
Which way do you do?
It's an interesting question. Cause I kind of go back and forth in some ways. I love picturing the actors because it helps in the writing process and the creative process. And it's very practical. Like, okay, these are the people I have to work with. But then you also want to be conscious of not limiting yourself, like trying to wedge characters into this particular performer, you know? So I guess I do a little bit of both, but I do like picturing people that I could work practically with, if that
right.
makes sense, that are good, that, you know,
it
are
does.
Adaptable.
It does, because again, on Vincent's page, you mentioned that, you know, when you do have financing together, you know, then you are going to pursue, you know, perhaps an actress that can drive this movie. Do you have a wish list, or do you not want to share that with us and jinx yourself?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, there's this notion of, I certainly didn't write anything for a specific actress. The,
sure.
the lead in the film is like a 30-year-old woman, and she's basically driving the whole thing. So the way I wrote it, I have just some general ideas about her personality or whatnot. But yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody personally who's a lock for it, so you don't want to pigeonhole yourself that way.
Sure.
But the one thing that I've learned, especially like in anything like film, and that, you know, you should always at least take a shot. And I mean it really sincerely. I say, well, once we get all our kind of materials together, my producing partner and I, we're going to send this to every actress from your absolute A-list, like Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Stone, all the way down. And do we think we're going to even get in touch with these people? No, but they're going to get an email, you know, and that's really all you can do. And who knows, you know, catches somebody on the right day in the right mood, and all of a sudden you're having a conversation and then, you know, see where it goes from there. But I think that's the mentality that we just have, where we're like, you know, we're going to aim for the very top. And again, do we expect that to happen? Absolutely not. But it's, you know, that there's no reason that we shouldn't at least try, you know?
And no, it sounds like an intriguing story. And tell us a little bit. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the sort of thematic elements of this movie?
Yeah, I mean, it's a neo-noir film, which is a genre that I really like. A lot of films that I really enjoy, and it's a very broad genre too. I mean, Blade Runner is a neo-noir, Chinatown's a neo-noir, Brick's a neo-noir. I think Looper could be considered a neo-noir. And I've always been a big fan of those types of films. I'm a big fan of classic film noir, and so I basically wrote a story with that kind of feel and placed it right here in you know, in the modern day Chicago. And I don't know. I mean, after that, you know, it is certainly kind of like a mystery, so you don't want to go too much into detail.
Right.
But my hope
right.
is that, you know, in watching Departures, that kind of gives you a sense of kind of the world that we want to create. And then, you know, the hope is that somebody will watch that and be like, hey, that was pretty cool. I said, all right, let's see if I can give you 95 more minutes of that.
Well, there's a lot of quiet tension in Departure is kind of an element of it that I would say. And that's neo-noir as well. That sort of that
mm-hmm.
building, that quiet building of it. And again, it's called Door County. James, did you vacation at all as a kid in Wisconsin?
Well, not as a kid, but as an adult. It's funny. One time I took my wife, Kristen, and for her birthday, just randomly, we went to Door County, Wisconsin, and loved it. Had a lovely winter. Well, actually,
Ooh.
It wasn't her birthday because there's. Okay, it wasn't my wife at all. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute, this is
okay. No, I just remember.
Different woman altogether. Wait a minute, it wasn't even me. I'm having someone else's memories.
It was her, but it, no, we came and I love the cliffs. By the most breathtaking Lake Michigan views I've ever experienced.
Cliffs?
In Door County.
I agree with that, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah, those cliffs, but in Door County, it's amazing. Like,
I've been there like 5 summers, and I don't remember seeing any cliffs. Was I not looking? I know all I ever can think of, there's a lot of great, first of all, great cherry pie, but also the goats on the roof at Al Johnson's. Have you guys ever been to Al Johnson's?
No?
No, I haven't. Not that I remember. No.
You've never seen the goats on the roof? They have the roof is covered with grass, and they have goats on the roof eating the, like, sort of mowing the roofs. I'm not kidding you. Google it. Okay, don't.
You're sure this wasn't a Chick-fil-A billboard?
Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant. Just saying, guys.
It's like the coziest town.
Well, it's not a town though. There's like different. There's like Sister Bay. There's where did you guys vacation when you went, Vincent? Which part?
We were at various vacation things along the lake, but I'm pretty sure the big city is Sturgeon Bay is the big one. I think that's like the county seat, and that's got a good kind of resort town feel. But yeah, I mean, I remember being very little with my older cousins and just kind of hanging out on the beach. I mean, I have photos of it and stuff, and
aww,
it's just one of those. Yeah, it's one of those memories where I don't so much remember specific details, but more like a feeling of it. And I think, you know, when I was writing the script for this film, I thought that could really come into play, and it seemed like a natural thing to do. And so my hope is that, you know, when it comes time to, you know, the nuts and bolts of it, that we'll be able to talk to the county and the city, and then probably see if like the Wisconsin Film Office has any tax credits or anything, and we can actually, you know, make that happen. Because so often in film, you know, the film will be set in a particular location, but they'll film somewhere else, you know.
Yes.
And I hope to avoid that. Yeah, I'd like to shoot, you know, as authentically and on location as possible.
Well, and that's why I love projects that originate and stay in Chicago, and that's why we're more than happy to support you any way we can along the way. Speaking of which, how can people get involved? How can they help you out make this project happen?
You know, at this point, it's real simple. I hope that they'll go to DoorCountyFilm.com, watch Departures, and if they enjoy it, share it with their friends and family, and kind of grow it that way. Because awareness is the most important thing. You know, the idea of just growing our audience. Because you know, it's going to be a while before the film comes out. You know, making something like this is a long and involved process. But our hope is to really stay engaged throughout the whole thing. Through you know, either posting stuff on Twitter or on our website, or just, you know, getting people in Chicago interested in it by hopefully having you know, local events, or perhaps, you know, test screenings, all sorts of stuff like that when the time comes. Because I think that there's a really great community of film aficionados in this city. You know, you have a lot of places like the Music Box, for example, who do, you know, just a tremendous amount of really, really quality programming. And you know, I've worked with them in the past, and they're all tremendous people. And I think that like you said, there's an opportunity here to kind of, you know, seize control of that narrative and say, hey, this is a film that is made in Chicago, and the profits from it are going to stay in Chicago, and they're going to go to another film in Chicago, and hopefully kind of continue to build that community out so that when, you know, we do create this film, or hopefully another one after that, that there are a bunch of people in Chicago who are really interested in seeing it, not only because they enjoy the film, but because it's part of their world. Like, the locations that we're filming at are places that people can go to. You know, the stories that we're telling resonate with people who've lived in Chicago, you know, either for a couple of years or their entire lives. You know, there's something to be said about two characters sitting down and having a Chicago-style hot dog while they have a conversation about something else. There's those sorts of little things that I think make it very authentic, and that's what we're going to try and do.
That sounds great. And you're off to a fantastic start. Again, that's DoorCountyFilm.com, and you can get involved and help Vincent get this project off the ground and keep some work and, you know, really a great artistic endeavor in Chicago. Vincent, keep us posted. Keep us in the loop. We'd love to hear more as things develop.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. We will have you back.
Thanks. Take care. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good one.
Thank you. Have a great evening. More when we come back on Pretty Late Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.